Fantasy Spin is presented by Bud Light. Drink responsibly. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I am joined, as I am every week, by Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, a player that a lot of fans had high hopes for this season in terms of fantasy was tight end Zach Ertz. And through the first six games of the season, he hasn't quite put up those big numbers yet, but he is getting a good amount of the Eagles snaps. Where does Ertz fit into the fantasy picture right now?
He's starting to creep his way into it. And Alex, I'm sure anybody in that building would tell you the offense isn't working at the capacity they want it to be working. But we've seen signs of life in recent weeks, and Zach Ertz is becoming a part of that. His 86% snap share against the Giants was actually the highest of any Eagle offensive player, not named Sam Bradford or anybody on the offensive line, which means that they are making a concerted effort to get Zach Ertz more involved. Sam Bradford hasn't thrown a touchdown pass to him yet, but he's looked to him in the end zone on multiple occasions. I think the production is coming for Zach Ertz. It hasn't just, he's got to get over the hump, but he is absolutely worth adding. He's a guy who's been dropped in some leagues, but if you need tight end help, and a lot of people do, Zach Ertz is somebody who I would consider because his snaps are going up and Bradford is looking for him.
Joe, a player that you like this week is a young wide receiver with the Minnesota Vikings who a lot of people may not know about.
Yes, Stephon Diggs, he's a rookie out of Maryland. He was a fifth-round pick, really productive player in college. Had over 120 receiving yards this past week for Minnesota in a really ugly game with the Chiefs. It's not a great waiver wire week, but Diggs is a guy who I'm very interested in. The Vikings just haven't been able to get the passing game going. They have really, really struggled. Teddy Bridgewater, but Stephon Diggs came out. He made some plays last week, and with Charles Johnson still banged up with that rib cartilage injury, I think Stephon Diggs is a guy who has earned himself some more playing time. So if you need receiver help, that's somebody I'd be considering this week against the Detroit Lions.
Joe, LeGarrette Blount had a really nice game in the Patriots' big win over the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday night, but you're a little bit hesitant on Blount moving forward.
Somebody I follow on Twitter I really respect used the term point chasing with LeGarrette Blount, and the Patriots, more so than anybody, get these big, blunt games from their running backs. It's almost you can predict when LeGarrette Blount is going to have a nice game. He has been a Colt killer in the past. However, this week against the New York Jets, a 4-1 Jets team, only the Eagles have beaten them, a really tough team to run on, I would have a hard time believing LeGarrette Blount is going to replicate his success that he had against the Indianapolis Colts. I'd be looking to sit LeGarrette Blount this week, maybe even trade him high coming off of that big game. I do not want LeGarrette Blount in my lineup. I think this is a Deion Lewis week in the New England backfield.
Joe, you mentioned earlier that it might be a little bit of a tough week on the waiver wire. Who are a couple of guys that you're keeping an eye on this week?
Well, obviously, I mentioned Christian Michael how many times? Three or four. He might get more carries coming out of the bye week. One guy a lot of people have forgotten about is Brandon LaFell of the New England Patriots, the wide receiver. He is eligible to come off of the PUP list this week. I think he's a very intriguing stash because, once again, they don't really have that downfield threat. You saw them taking shots to Keyshawn Martin in the game against the Colts. I think those are targets that would be going to LaFell if he's healthy. So I'm watching Brandon LaFell. I'd be looking to add him if I need receiver help. And I'm interested to watch the Cowboy offense with Matt Castle at quarterback. It can't possibly be worse than it was with Brandon Weeden. And if they get Dez Bryant back, maybe they move the football a little bit more and open up some fantasy opportunities there.
Great stuff, as always, from Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. That'll wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin.